KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Late former Education Minister Professor Sibusiso Bengu is being remembered as the leader who committed to equality for all. Bengu passed away last week at the age of 90. He was Democratic South Africa's first education minister and also served as the country's ambassador to Germany. Speaking at Bengu's memorial service in Eshowe yesterday, his daughter Tandega said his love for education has left a lasting impact on their family.
We are deeply grateful for the many lessons that Dad taught us. Most importantly, how he led by example. He was an amazing teacher, an exemplary leader. He was just an amazing dad.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu described Bengu as a man of profound intellect.
He had unyielding principles, and he had inner and quiet strength. He's not one of those who would say much and talk loudly, but he had this strength that once he started talking to you, you were bound to attend to what he was saying.
President Cyril Ramaphosa declared a special official Category 2 funeral in honour of Bengu. He'll be laid to rest at the University of Zululand today, with Deputy President Paul Mashatile expected to deliver a eulogy. And the Public Servants Association says delays by KZN Education in delivering learning and teaching resources will disrupt schools' readiness. This week, the department affirmed it was on track to deliver 76% of stationery for learners to over 4,000 schools by the end of today. It said, however, that some schools will only receive supporting materials next week due to serious security challenges. According to the PSA, these delays, along with unprocessed funding allocations, leave schools severely under-resourced. The association's calling for urgent action to ensure all materials are delivered on time to avoid deepening inequality. To the US, where Jimmy Carter has been celebrated at his funeral in Washington and praised for his humility and public service. The 39th US president died last month at the age of 100. All of his living successors were in attendance. President Joe Biden delivered a eulogy yesterday in which he claimed people are wrong to think Carter belonged in a bygone age.
In reality, he saw well into the future. A white Southern Baptist who led on civil rights. A decorated Navy veteran who brokered peace. The story of a man who never let the tides of politics divert him from his mission to serve and shape the world. The man had character.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front, back home, showers and thundershowers expected this afternoon, with Durban and Pietermaritzburg a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay 34. For Newswatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.